I'm not coming in here to rebuild a program. I'm trying to take a great program and continue success and try to, you know, take another step.
A new era on the gridiron is underway at DC Everest, with offensive assistant Braden Mitchell being promoted to head coach. This episode dives into how the combo of football and family fuels Mitchell to strive for success. You're listening to the WSAW Highlight Zone podcast. DC Everest football head coach Braden Mitchell, you know, just when you hear that, just what goes through your mind?
It excites me. You know, it's an awesome feeling. Still fairly new to the area and everything. So it definitely excites me. I'm excited about the opportunity at DC Everest and to get to be the head coach here.
I was actually going to ask you that a little bit later, but since you brought it up, I'll bring it up here. I'm trying to, correct me if I'm wrong, you've been in Central Wisconsin the past 4 years. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I didn't really know if, because for me, I've been here for 2 years, you know, almost 2 years. I come from right outside Chicago. I know you're from Utah. Obviously, big differences there. But, you know, kind of with that in mind, you know, just with the area itself, what have you kind of just taken away kind of from outside the football aspect?
Yeah, I mean, the area, we love the area. When we first moved out here, you know, it was different not having any mountains. That was what we're used to. We're right at the base of the Rocky Mountains. So visually it was a little bit different, but honestly the people out here have been awesome. You know, you hear Midwest nice, but like it's true. Like everybody is super friendly. Everybody's been super nice. It's been awesome these last 4 years raising our two daughters. And then just the community support. And that's really, we moved out here. We didn't know where we were going to be living when I kind of decided where I was going to coach initially. But we live here in Weston. And so got to kind of see the DC Everest community for the last few years, and then just have absolutely loved it. And that's really what drew me and excited me about getting to be the head coach here.
Awesome. And I was going to ask you about the family too. Nice to hear two daughters like that. I can see the excitement, you know, from your perspective right there. I love that. So again, kind of with that in mind too, you know, just with now being the head football coach, you know, at DC Everest, just how exciting are you to keep bringing them along and kind of with you take this next step on your journey?
Yeah, it's been awesome. My oldest daughter's in third grade, and then I got a kindergartner. And for the last 4 years since we moved out here, I was a stay-at-home dad, and I was still getting to coach football. That was my main thing, that I had to make a deal with my wife. Hey, we can do this. We can move out here for your job, but I have to find a place that I can still coach football. So, but it's been awesome. You know, it's given me a different perspective. And then with my youngest starting kindergarten this year, it kind of allowed me to be able to get back into teaching and take this step. And then, you know, the sport, like I keep joking, I've had a few of these interviews, and really, like, my wife should be the one that gets interviewed. She's the one that has probably the biggest job now, and she's been awesome through it all. She's a full-time plant manager at Green Heck, so she has her own stuff going on, but it's been awesome, the support that she's given me. And then, yeah, my girls getting to experience this. They keep joking, I didn't realize a football coach would be this popular. Like, I didn't think that was a big deal. So it's been fun going through this.
So the gridiron was a requirement. Like, if that's not a football coach, then I don't know what is. But I love hearing that. And obviously awesome hearing the family support. I think you're giving us some story ideas, maybe to interview your wife, maybe get the kids in there too, maybe, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, like I said, obviously, you know, family supports everything. I can tell how much it means to you. So that's awesome there. But again, we'll get back to football here. So for you personally, you know, with this new job, new promotion, why do you believe that you were the right candidate for this job?
God, that's a really good question. I think, you know, the thing that I try to portray through this process is how much I care about kids. And I grew up, and my high school coaches and really my football coaches growing up, like, those were the biggest mentors in my life, the guys that I looked up to the most. And so when I got the opportunity to start coaching, it really was something that I was passionate about. And, you know, I love the relationships that I've made through this profession. And, you know, I feel like I have a pretty good ability to build and grow relationships with these kids. And that's really what, like, I tried to portray. And I think what got me into this position.
I know this isn't your first rodeo being a high school head football coach. So whether it was as a head coach or even an assistant, even the past 2 years here, just where have you feel like for you, you've grown kind of through that coaching journey?
I think really starting to realize, what the role is as a coach, and really realizing, how much these high school years can really change a person and really affect, the rest of their life and the impact that we have on these kids. And I think, as an early coach, it was all about football and X's and O's and, hey, how are we going to win these games? And then seeing like you're going to lose some games, but the relationships and the way that you can help these kids grow and become great men. And, at this point, I'm still fairly young, but, being invited to weddings and hearing about, former players having kids and stuff, that gets to bring some joy that I really feel this profession provides unlike any other.
I mean, I'm not a football coach. I'm not anywhere near that. I mean, I love football, don't get me wrong, but I can't imagine that pride too, kind of seeing your athletes, those kids grow into that aspect. So I love hearing that just as a sports fan, sports person, whatever you want to call it. I think that's pretty sweet. And, obviously you've been here at Everest for just this past year, under Coach Strelo, of course, just with that, what have you kind of taken away from the culture pretty much as an Evergreen?
So I spent a couple years at Spash, and so I got to play him one of the years. And through that process, realized what great kids they have, tough kids that get after it and play hard. And then getting to see that firsthand this last year, being a part of it and a lot of the culture things and leadership stuff that Coach Strelo is implementing. So yeah, I think that the school, the community, these kids, they're in a great spot. And, I really believe that it's not I'm not coming in here to rebuild a program. I'm trying to take a great program and continue success and try to, take another step.
Definitely not a rebuild. I can agree with you there. I can assure you that for sure. And I like the excitement there. And speaking of excitement, what are you excited about, just with this team heading into new year and kind of a two-parter here? What are you kind of hoping to maybe address before, whether it's the first practice, the first regular season down, you name it?
Yeah, I'm excited to get going. This last year I got to work with these kids and on the offensive side of the ball, we have a lot of guys returning from last year. So I'm really excited to see the growth and the things we can do offensively there. And then defensively, Everest has always had solid defense, right? And we've got a stud at linebacker, and we've got a great safety that got a lot of time last year that I'm excited about their growth and really taking more of now the leadership aspect of things and bringing on some younger guys there. There's still a lot of work, and we're a little late in the game kind of getting going, but just having the conversations with the other guys on staff and really starting to build this thing and seeing it how we want to do this. And I'm excited for the summer. That's when we can really start to, we get them in the weight room more, we get, some things going and have our camps and things and really get after it.
Well, I can definitely speak to the rest of us, saying it's going to be cool seeing what you got in store. Obviously, looking forward to meeting you in person, of course. So, Braden, you've been awesome. Is there anything else you would like to mention for me or audience?
No, I'm excited for this opportunity, and I think we're in a great spot.
Mitchell will help the Evergreens look to build off their 2023 campaign that saw them earn a playoff berth. They'll have sights set on securing their first playoff win since 2019. That's it for this episode of the Highlight Zone podcast. I'm Nolan Bullmon. Thank you for listening.